أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ابن مريم وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is most high, and our iman's demand is that he should be more beloved, more honored to us than our parents and even ourselves and all of mankind. And also the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the mothers of the believers, and this is also that we should have greatest respect for all the ummahatul mu'mineen. And one of the duties, amongst the many duties of a mother towards her children, is to cultivate the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole family, which are called the Sayyids, to cultivate their love also, and the love of recitation of the Quran Sharif. This is also one duty of mothers. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that from all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Allah had taken a particular promise. From generally all of mankind, Allah Ta'ala has made a covenant that we will worship only Allah and we will only believe in Him. Before we came in this world, Allah Ta'ala took this covenant from us. And from all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, a special covenant Allah Ta'ala took. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ اور جب لیا ہم نے نبیوں سے ان کا قرار. And remember that time also when we had taken this covenant, this pledge from all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ. And particularly we had taken this covenant from you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. These are the great, great Anbiya, Ulul Azam Anbiya, the great Anbiya, and Allah had taken a great promise and pledge from them. And this pledge was, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا اور لیا ہم نے ان سے گارہا قرار. And a very, very strong pledge and commitment we had taken from them. What was that? That they will practice upon deen and they will propagate deen in front of all odds and adversaries, but they will propagate deen. They will not follow the customs which are prevalent at that time, but they will follow the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also that they will, for all the Anbiya, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appear, whenever in their lifetimes or afterwards, that they will believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam as well. The ulama wa warathatul anbiya, the inheritors of the anbiya, similarly it is their duty also, particularly that what the customs are prevalent amongst people, that they don't fall in line with those customs, but they follow the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, and they propagate those teachings of Allah and His Rasul. And this Allah Ta'ala says, why has Allah done all this? لِيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ تَاكِ پُوچھے اللہ سچو سے ان کا سچ. So that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask the truthful of the truthfulness. This means that Allah will question them on the day of Qiyamah. Did you people propagate this message? Did you bring it to the notice of the people and make an effort that they don't fall customs, that they don't fall riwaj at weddings, at funerals, well, various other things, their lifestyles, and that they will follow the commands of Allah? And of course they will, and this were they did so, and they will admit so, and Allah knows it. Why? Allah will be asking to make the guilty ones feel more guilty. Like for example, you have your two sons. The one didn't do what he was supposed to do, and you had told the other son to tell him. So you ask him, didn't you tell him? You know that he did tell him, but just to make him feel more guilty, so you ask, didn't you tell him this? Yes. Didn't you warn him? Yes. Didn't you stop him from it? Yes. So in this way, Allah will question the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the vicegerents that your duty, did you fulfill your duty? And the people will feel more guilty that in spite of us being reminded and told about it so much, but still we followed customs and we followed our riwaj, etc. وَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا اور تیار کر رکھا ہے منکروں کے لیے دردناک عذاب. And we have prepared for the non-believers a very painful punishment when their guilt will be proven. Also from many ayat of the Quran it is made clear that a criminal will he will be convinced in his heart that I was guilty and I was guilty of this very, very great crime. Only then will Allah give him punishment once he is completely convinced within himself. In the ayats in front now, Allah Ta'ala reminds us of the battle of Ahzab, which is the surah's name, Ahzab. And that was in the fourth or fifth year of Hijri, the Bani Nadir, that was a tribe of the Jews. They had gone very much against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for which they were given the punishment that they were exiled to Khaybar, which is just outside Madinatul Munawwara. There were other Jews also, and that made Khaybar become the headquarters of the Jews. And they were very offended and they hated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they plotted to make a war against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But just as we have an alliance, we had in Iraq, we had in Afghanistan, the whole world's kuffar got together to fight a small little emirate. Madina Sharif was a small village at that time. So all the Jews from all around got together and they got the non-believers of Mecca also, a complete alliance, and suddenly Abu Sufyan with his whole big army of more than 12,000 and all the Jews, everyone came and surrounded Madina Sharif, which was a small little village, perhaps to the extent of the present Masjid and Nabawi, that was the whole Madina Sharif at that time. So small they were, and so small in number as well. And then inside Madina Sharif, the Banu Qurayza, that was another tribe of the Jews, they also went and locked themselves up in their fort, and they also broke their promise with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The munafiqs, the hypocrites, that there were many, they also turned against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, you are telling us all the time we are going to have Fatham Mubina, a very great victory. Is this that great victory that the whole world's kuffar have gathered against us, a small little village of Madina Sharif? Is this that victory you were speaking of? So it was a very, very hard time. And for about 20-25 days, they had laid siege to Madina Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mushura with the Sahaba. What to do? We are so small in number and these enemies are so great in number. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this opinion that we as Persians, when we were faced with a thing like this, we would build a trench around our place so the enemy cannot cross and come and fight us. So day and night for about 20 days they built this trench. It was at this time that five namazes, even of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became qadha. It was at this time that they did not have food to eat and no time to go and eat also. When the Sahaba complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lifted his kurta and he showed that they had one stone fastened to their stomach. He had two stones fastened to his stomach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used the axe to break the rock and to move the sand from there and build this trench. It was a very, very trying time. However, they had laid siege to it for about 20-25 days. Then Allah Ta'ala's help came, that such a storm, such a gale wind came, which blew stones into the faces of the non-believers. They couldn't stand on their places. And just opposite the trench were the Muslims, and nothing yet. They were completely safe. That wind and that storm did not affect them at all. And just in one night, where they were so strong and they were so sure they're going to annihilate Muslims and Islam for once and for all from the surface of the earth, By the next morning, they all had run with their tails between their legs, and they could do nothing whatsoever and not harm the Muslims. In this way, Allah Ta'ala's help had come. And exactly the same happened when Russia tried and invade Afghanistan, and now when America, with all its alliance, at the moment, no matter what their propaganda is, but they are running virtually, actually with their tails between their legs, and they are leaving Afghanistan day and night, 24 hours. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Ey iman walo, yaad karo ihsan ka Allah apne upar. Remember that time when Allah's great favor had come to you. Idh ja'atkum junoodun, jab char aaye tum par fauje, when armies, the alliance had come and they had laid siege to your Medina Sharif, which was a small village, and from all sides they had laid siege. فَارْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحَا پھر ہم نے بھیج لی ان پر ہوا. We sent a wind, a storm, a tornado upon them. جُنُودًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا اور وہ فوجے جو تمہیں نہیں دکھے. And those armies which you could not see, that was the army of the Malaika. And they also put fear into the non-believers. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا اور ہے اللہ جو کچھ کرتے ہو دیکھنے والا. And Allah watches and has a watchful eye over all that what you do. Allah knows exactly. So this person with true iman will have trust on the promises of Allah. Though outwardly it looks that there is destruction in front of us. And the system of Allah is that His help comes at the very last moment. When complete hope is lost, a person despairs, then Allah Ta'ala's help comes. So our iman, we have to build it, to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And that was not only what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, but this promise of Allah is till the day of Qiyamah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِيُّ حَبِيبٍ